Hey guys, and thanks for joining us on our inaugural episode of whatever the fuck we end up calling this one. My name's Eddie. I'm joined by my cup of nerd cohorts, Steven.
Hello.
Lindsay.
Hi.
And last, but certainly maybe least, Sigourney.
Hi.
And we are probably going to spend a lot of time talking to you guys about Power Rangers, because that seems like a good start for this.
It's something that all of us get along with very well, and considering the fact the movie just came out, why not?
We're like on top of things.
Yes!
It's only 2 days.
Don't get used to it.
For once.
What do you mean they're reviewing Horizon? It's freaking June. So we'll probably do maybe 10 minutes of not trying to spoil anything. In case you haven't seen it and you still want to listen to us, which would be cool, then we'll probably give you a definite
turn this spoiler off alert.
That sounds like a good sign.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about what we liked, what we didn't like, what we hope happens in the future. I just rubbed my leg, so that just came through.
And pardon the dog sounds, because our mascot, our little Yorkie, Kyrie, may make some sounds throughout the...
It's our first episode.
So...
We're just keeping it real for everybody, that's
funky.
All.
We're low budget. And in our living room. I think
a little spunky, a little sassy, but
I think low budget
she's our mascot.
Is above our budget.
We're trying to make us look sophisticated.
Well, we do have wine, so we might...
Yeah.
So, I don't even know how to begin the not spoiler, though, really.
Well,
did everybody here enjoy the movie?
I enjoyed
recommend
it a lot.
It?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. It exceeded my expectations for the most part.
Yeah.
Oh, hands down, as in the car.
Is it perfect?
Light.
No.
No way.
Are people that are purists for Power Rangers possibly going to not like it? Yes.
Definitely. Yeah.
But it was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
You have to remember it was a reboot. So those we're now in the new generation of those who've never seen Power Rangers. Who've never got to experience the 1990 ones like I have.
Why did you hit me? I'm trying not to make a sound, and then you hit me. Trying not to burp.
Because I can nudge my lips when I look at this stuff.
I thought you were trying not to explode, actually. I thought you were trying to, like,
no, I had
don't
like
say
a,
anything, Sigourney, don't!
I had a burp building up, and I was like, no.
I thought you were trying to tell her, no, don't say anything.
And this is what she'll probably get off our podcast a lot of. Just us, because we're, you know, this is how we act all the time.
We might not even get back to Power Rangers in this room.
But anyway, you have to remember that it's a reboot movie. People have never got to experience this. We're in a new generation now for everything, so they have to tweak things to become something different while...
Screwed up. You went too far back.
Oh, I didn't even know I moved.
Don't stop. Keep going.
Well, the simple fact of, you know, they keep some of the old original things on there from the classic TV show, the movie that came out, things that we love as kids growing up, but they have to change a little bit of it just so the new generation can get a better understanding of what it is. So if you are a diehard Power Ranger fan and you think this is going to be an exact copy of what it used to be, no. But are you going to love it? Hell yes.
I kind of come from a different, like...
I was gonna
point
ask,
of view, because
I've never heard you talk about Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I was not a diehard Power Rangers fan. I wanted to like fight people in a pink suit, but I was not.
At least
I was,
you had the sense to pick the right.
I know. I will get to that.
Like, but I was never. I didn't watch it religiously. Like, I know a couple of you have, and
us.
I
me
was not one. Like, I saw it on Netflix, but I also, you know, didn't, like, when I came home one night, from work, I found Steven, I walked in the door old school Power Rangers on the TV, my then, like, 30-year-old husband, just sitting there, like, 20-minute episodes of Power Rangers, Power Rangers, Power Rangers, and I was like, what are you watching? He was like, I don't remember them being like this. But I loved the movie. I thought it made so much more sense. And
it's fantastic that it gives a backstory to it, because there are things in that movie that I didn't even know. as a diehard fan when I was a kid of everything. So I'm so glad that it gave me something else to figure out while being able to still relieve my childhood.
I thought you were going to ruin the spoiler.
Forget the warning, guys. I was going to give it to y'all. Let me save you the $20 at the movie theater.
And one other thing that I really loved while we were in there, there were kids all around us. Like, little, like, young kids. Yeah. There was a guy that I knew with his two boys. Oh, yeah. And then there were a couple of kids that were sitting behind us. And it was like, now we're, you know, we're the ones that are taking our kids, like, our future children, to nerd out on this stuff. So, but, like, the kids behind us were adorable. And they were like, Rita! Rita! And then, like, at one point, they were just like, I think that's the blue one. I want that one to be the red one. Like, they were adorable.
They apparently didn't see their shirt colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't quite as blatant as the old ones they were in.
Watching now.
Yeah.
Full red jumpsuit.
We currently have on in the background. But, yeah.
We went to the Thursday night show.
So, opening night.
Yeah, opening night. And when we got there, there was just so many people going to the movies, and I was like, this can't be for, like, Power Rangers, it's Power Rangers, no one, but they were all our age, too, so I was like, maybe they're just going to see Beauty and the Beast or something, and we got in there 20 minutes early, and we had to sit in the second row, because there were no two seats really available in that theater. And it was just a really good experience just because there was, like you guys said, there was kids in there with their parents, there were people our age, and we were all just like, anytime like something would happen, like we would all kind of like react with it together.
Yeah, especially the nostalgic
pops,
you know. Even if they didn't all necessarily fit. But
yeah,
we'll get to that.
And for not being one, like, I mean, I knew a couple of the little nostalgia pieces that were in there throughout, but, like, for someone that didn't watch it die hard, you know, like, I still could really appreciate those, but I could follow it completely without having, like, you could definitely go there and have never seen Power Rangers before and enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's definitely, like, some of the movies that they're remaking, like, or
it
rebooting.
If
you've seen the old ones, it makes more sense. But, like, you know, like, new Star Wars and stuff, you don't really have to watch any of them. You can start
episode 7 and be like,
and just, and go. But it makes more sense and it feels better if you know what's happening in the past.
Out of all of the 90s, 80s reboots, Power Rangers nails it the best. Turtles
is okay.
Enjoyable, yeah. Which I probably just lost half the audience. All four of you.
Not including us.
Transformers, I know everybody has problems.
I've actually never seen the Transformers movie.
I've never seen a Transformers.
They suck me back in with their trailers all the time, and I just go expecting giant robot fights and no story, so I come out happy. But when I rewatch them for the story, I'm like, why? This is dumb. I don't need Mark Wahlberg. Oh, look, there's a Transformer.
So how do you mother for me?
So, like, during the trailers for Power Rangers, they played the new Transformer trailer. And you could just hear everybody go, ugh, in the theater. Like, everyone was like,
nuh-uh, not everybody. Don't exclude me. Don't put me in that category because I was going, yeah, love Transformers. Yeah,
I didn't see that trailer because I had to go fix the trailers.
There was no movie worker problems.
Hashtag theater kid problems.
For Robinson, that was a good bit into the trailers too. So I don't know how
we only saw like the last three trailers or something like that.
Yeah, well, we went in a couple minutes. Like we had been and. Apparently, as soon as we do something, it's totally time for a dog to go nuts. But
there was probably just a loud noise.
Our dog just knocked the thing off the table, so
we'll have to maybe see if that can get edited.
Are we still good? Can you hear everything?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay.
All right. Dead air. The best for new podcast.
I said earlier, because awkward silences when we're just sitting next to each other isn't awkward enough. If people are listening to us and can't see us,
what just happened?
Awkward silences are going to be...
Everybody. So it's either going to be the fact of the dog knocked it off, or we got really super into watching the Power Ranger episode. So choose whatever you'd like. For me, it's the Power Ranger episode right now.
But the trailer came on, and I could audibly hear people go like, oh man, he's Michael Bay is back again. And I was watching it, and I was like, it's just getting... Because it's... I don't know if you guys didn't see it, you said?
No.
We didn't see it.
So they're going further back, and like it's Transformers, when King Arthur was around, all the way up to whatever. So it's getting more weird that no one's ever noticed Transformers before.
Yeah.
They just now seen them for the first time in like the sixth movie or so. Like, they're destroying Chicago or whatever. Not... Oh, hey, look, they were way back in King Arthur and stuff. They've been here forever. But I was out of it, and then Optimus comes back, and he tries to kill Bumblebee, like, in the trailer, and I'm like, you motherfuckers. Why is Optimus trying to kill Bumblebee? Here's my $10.
I did, however, like, I don't think this is a spoiler,
The reference?
The little reference to Transformers.
I love the reference that they dropped in the movie, the Power Rangers movie for Transformers. It was fantastic.
Hilarious.
That's all we could say.
Yeah, so we can't really give you more away.
Yet. Maybe we'll talk about it in a little bit.
It's not really. You were the one who pointed it out to me.
It's not really.
Yeah, but still.
It's not really a spoiler, but it's really funny, so kind of keep it.
Seems like we're all under the same umbrella that we would definitely recommend you go see.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yes.
If you
keep an open mind that it's different.
Yeah.
There are some asterisks for me, though. Like, if you haven't seen Logan, go see Logan. You can see Power Rangers later. If you haven't seen Get Out, go see Get Out. But Power Rangers is probably my third favorite movie so far this year. So.
Which we haven't seen either Logan or
Get Out.
Get Out yet. So we can't give our input on that one.
Logan
but.
Is
Power Rangers was definitely a thumbs up for me.
Thumbs up.
Who wants to do your spoiler noise again?
Spoiler alert!
All right.
So,
if you're still listening, guys, just be aware that we're going to talk about the movie now for everything. We're going to talk about what we liked, what we didn't like. We're going to probably give some things away.
As much as I just said I love the movie...
Now it's time for us to nerd out, super hardcore nerd out,
and
nitpick about the old and the new.
So, I'm really sad I'm really sad that Netflix only has Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the show, as a 2.5 stars. Somebody needs to grab me the remote and fix this now. So, just putting that out there. I'm a little heartbroken right now. So.
I mean,
to be fair,
that seems about right.
As much as I love the show, it really isn't that good.
and it makes no sense. Absolutely no sense.
My 8-year-old brain thought there was a lot more character development in this show when I was 8 years old.
Yeah,
there's none at all.
The most teenagers with attitude they get is whenever Kimberly and Billy have their minds taken over. And they're basically bad.
Yeah. And when Tommy comes in, he is bad for a while. And that's about it.
Yeah. No.
Okay, so...
All right.
I love how the movie starts off with basically a dystopian dinosaur era.
Oh, yeah.
Shot.
Yes.
Like, the Red Ranger crawling through mud. Like, I just love that whole... scene, and then the reveal of, like, Yellow Ranger's already dead, like...
What's going on?
That's weird. It's super gritty. Like, this is kid, like, I'm pretty sure this was rated PG...
13.
I think it was PG-13.
It was PG-13, yeah.
Well, now it makes more sense. But, like, there's already a dead Power Ranger.
Yeah. It feels like you're watching the end.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was going to be the end of the movie at the beginning of the movie, honestly.
Like, and I was like, oh, wow, this is totally not what I signed up for.
I definitely felt like you were, like, on another planet.
Yeah.
But you were not on another planet.
Exactly.
Then a nice we were talking about character development. Zordon is, I almost said Lord Zedd, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Lord Zedd is not in this movie.
Yeah. Zordon is the Red Ranger. I love that.
Yeah, that was surprising. I wasn't expecting that.
More than a floating head. Excuse me. more than a floating head in the show, he's actually got reason and why he needs to save people and
why he's stuck in the wall.
Why
he's not actual a person. Why he's just a floating head in a wall.
What are you asking about Rita actually being a Green Ranger?
That I actually like because it's setting up the Green Ranger a little bit. Yeah. Though it did kind of bug me. There's only 5 spots on the morphing grid.
If you look really hard, I guess, whenever we're jumping all the way to the end of the movie now, whenever Jason puts that, wherever he got that sword from, I don't even know where he got that sword. It just that came out of nowhere. Whenever he puts that sword in the little holding spot, that apparently is a morphing.
Okay.
So maybe which is another one? Like, it did it like create one?
Yeah.
Huh?
Did it, like, by putting the sword in there, did it create another one?
I think it was there, it just wasn't as lit up. So, like, So like Jason would stand there and the other 5 were down in the circle.
That makes sense.
So, I won't lie, considering the fact that I did not know, and you told me this was apparently true, I did not know Rita was a ranger before.
In the show, she's not.
That was the only thing I knew about her. I just knew her as from the show.
Yeah. Well, so, in the show, she literally just pops out of, like, out of the first episode we just watched.
Farmer's disposal or whatever they say.
Yeah.
Like, that they happen to have a key for, like,
yeah,
that's just totally different. Oh, look, a garbage disposal. Let's open it. I got this key for it too.
Yay, we're back! Oh, we're all back.
But that whole opening, and then jumping into Jason and maybe the Tommy.
You're just getting your hopes up.
Pulling a big prank.
Yeah, I didn't notice him say Tommy, but I didn't pay attention.
I didn't either.
So. I swear he said Tommy.
He very well could have, but I wasn't paying attention at that point.
Maybe I was just getting so hyped up.
Well, and he didn't say anything at the end either about, like, when he got arrested and everything, mm-hmm. and they said he didn't, like, rat out his friends.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
right.
They never said it again, so...
That's very true.
It wasn't...
Then you're in for, I don't know what, 30 minutes of character development.
At least.
Yeah. I love 30, that.
30 to an that, hour,
the
really.
The first 2/3 of that movie are fantastic.
Agreed.
And I like the fact that they didn't really know each other, but they knew each other from school and have you, but they
crazy.
Weren't like friends.
Yeah, I liked that they kind of made them get to know each other in ways. Like, you know, like that they weren't just all like,
hey guys, we
already
got
in
this
a karate group. Class yeah. together. Like, I love that they put them into the situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, not
they
even
that.
They
kind of knew each other a little bit,
and I also
but not
loved,
very well. And
yeah.
They just knew of each, except for Trini, because...
Yeah.
And Zach.
Well, yeah.
But I loved
the... Zach's crazy.
But I did love that they, like, the part about, like, we're all misfits, and, like, the... You know, like,
and that was the thing that linked them all together.
Kind of linked them all together.
The campfire of drinking.
We're not all.
Yeah, I was very surprised they had underage drinking in a movie with kids.
That's
and
good point. I realized they did it, but I didn't really register the whole underage thing.
Well, I kind of thought about it and go, well, you know what, though? They're making it more realistic because, I mean,
that's
shoot, if I was sitting up by a fire at their age, I might have had a drink. Sorry, Mom, I really didn't.
Yes, you did. So, character development really quick. Jason is,
Zac Efron?
Right, I kind of thought it was for a while. I kept going, Zac Efron, am I watching something from,
someone's
like, High School Musical?
Kind of funny, a little bit, which we're trying not to, we'll admit, we love the Kind of Funny guys, and they are probably...
One of our inspirations.
98% of why we're doing this. And... So if there's some crossover, like Lindsay was asking if we had any page notes, and I said, no, we're just going to do this on Garbage Truck on Fire. Fuck it. But so Jason's like almost a fuck up high school kid who had a golden ticket, basically.
Yeah. Was he the quarterback?
Yeah, quarterback star.
So typical
high school
Jason. super athletic and
I'm Mr. Popular.
Kimberly, which was surprising. Like, I loved how they put real life thing. Like, she's the cheerleader, but she's also in detention for.
She's now the outcast of the cheerleaders because she was very, very bad to one of the other fellow cheerleaders and got kicked out.
What would you call that? We wouldn't really call that sexting.
Apparently, sexting
someone else's photo, I guess.
Yeah.
Sent
dirty pictures of one of the other cheerleaders
to her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Right.
But then it got passed around the school, and which is something that has happened, and that has been a big story in schools, like
a lot.
And yeah, especially now with technology and everything about like, you know, getting shots.
My favorite character until the next movie, Billy.
Billy was fantastic.
I loved Billy.
He was absolutely my favorite character in the movie.
I love how he's not just a nerd. Like, hey, I'm a nerd. I'm gonna do everything cool. They gave him a reason. He's autistic and his brain doesn't function like everybody else's. But
they also make it a really awesome part that his brain doesn't function the same
and
way.
And he portrays it very well, too.
I'm not trying to say any, like, I don't know how that came out, but I'm not trying to say anything bad against it.
No, but I think they took his character and they molded it better than what they did in the series, because in the series, they just threw some glasses on him and made him the computer geek. Well, there's a lot more to him than that, and I think they took this character and they really... I almost said morphed it. But they really did. They really took it and they made it into something better, and they made it to where you could follow the story a lot better that way. At least I think they did.
And now with the immense amounts of the autism spectrum and how it's being diagnosed in
ridiculous
amounts of ways that they, especially that there can be, you know, an autistic power ranger, that's going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
And that there are so many disorders that it's, you know, different functions. It kind of gives I don't think a power ranger is normal, but like, it kind of normalizes
everybody can relate that it's not just like with Trini for everything. She's the outsider of her family for everything else. She's moved so much. She's always the new kid. She doesn't really talk. She doesn't make, you know, she's kind of the outcast, but she's not, and she likes it that way, or so she says.
So now you're definitely the Yellow Ranger.
Ha ha ha! She's not my favorite.
How many schools did you go to when you started growing up?
That's 13. Wow. So, but yeah, well, we moved every year. I moved as well. So,
that's my point.
I love, she was my favorite. She still is. But anyway, she's a character that kids can relate to. Everybody can find a piece of themselves in the Power Rangers, whether you are in high school, a young kid, or 30 somethings like all of us.
Except for Zach.
What? What's wrong with Zach?
I thought they definitely did better with
Jason, Kimberly, and Billy than the other two.
Those two were
not that they were bad, but they just definitely had more
chemistry.
They
definitely built them up a little bit better, but it also kind of made more sense because they were all tied together in the same, like, they were all in detention.
Yeah.
They were all in, you know.
Except
for
Zach.
Well,
no.
Trini.
Kimberly.
Sorry, I screwed it up. I screwed up all the time. Yeah. Like I said, not a diehard. I don't know all these things.
Kimberly, Jason, and Billy were all in detention together.
And they were all in the first, those were the first ones, like, that you saw.
Right.
I think they did kind of make Zach a little more, like, I think they did a little bit with him when they were talking about his mom and why he wasn't where he was. And, like, and you kind of understood why he was, like, crazy, because, like, he was out there living life because
feeling,
his mom
like,
is dead. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's out there doing the things when you, like, when you have a loved one die and you're, or get, you know, like, you have a sick loved one where you feel like you have to live for them because they can't.
Right.
Like, I think that was kind of like the climbing the mountains and standing on the end of the, like, and having the no fear part of, like, yeah, I'm just gonna jump over this ridiculous rock because I'm crazy. But it's more, I think it's more like,
there was more to it.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it just because I don't really care. My whole world is dying, so what's going to happen if...
He was better than, look, I'm a black guy, I can dance, Black Ranger.
Yeah, original.
Yeah, 1990s Power Rangers was very racist.
Very racist.
You're a girl, so you have to wear pink. You're a black guy, I'm going to give you a black suit. So I was very happy the fact of they're
someone,
like,
you're Asian, I'm going to put you in the yellow
one. Yeah, you're an Asian, so you're going to be a yellow
that was
one.
Like the 90s
you're a ditzy
in that
girl,
show, like,
so
everything.
I'm going to put you in the. I'm gonna, you're ditzy, I'm going to put you in pink.
I never.
Because you're a girl.
I don't know if I heard it from Kinda Funny or if I was reading it on Reddit, but someone had pointed out, like, you never noticed that they made the strongest ranger the White Ranger? The White Power Ranger?
Wow, I hadn't heard that, yeah.
But I mean, it's a Japanese. But the counterpoint to that is it's a Japanese show, so
yeah, they just kind of have to fill it in how
yeah,
like they're making up a story
right
on top of something they're overdubbing. So.
So I think
there's a lot of stuff from our childhood that we're like, oh, that
yeah.
is not.
Is that what that meant?
That wow. Yeah.
So character development.
So I think we can all agree the fact of character development for the movie is really
superior.
A lot better.
There was more in the first half hour than there was in the whole first
whole series.
Three or four seasons that I watched when
absolutely.
I was a kid. So.
Absolutely.
Well, and me being, like I said, not the Power Rangers truther and not the, like, I am huge on stories. I am a huge reader, which you guys will all find out later. And going back to that podcast, that we gain our some insight and inspiration from. I listen to a lot of the Book Riot stuff, so if you hear anything crossover from that, apologize in advance. But I am huge on stories, and it has to make sense to me. Like, and I thought this did really well with that because, again, watching the first episode, I'm like, what? Wait, they just popped into this thing? They can teleport, and they're all oh, we just flew through space. Where are we now? What is happening? Oh, I don't believe you that we could be Power Rangers, even though I just flew through air as a red splotch. Like, I don't,
so do we want to keep talking about step-by-step through the movie?
No.
I think
I don't want to spoil everything.
A lot of our... good points, I imagine, are dwindling after the first two-thirds, which is the character development.
Yeah.
Because then it gets into Power Rangers
territory. Yeah, basically. except I'm not sure if it's necessarily as good. I don't know. Or bad. I don't know. Or worse. It's just different. Just the tone of the movie changes for the last...
Well, so I have this on my phone. I was going to bring it up earlier, but... podcast, so I kept myself. They didn't morph in the movie until the end because of budget. It's a lot of money to do all that CG and then keep it going. But
and all the makeup and all the costumes and all the
because
those scenes are not.
Yeah,
you can't just put somebody in a suit. You saw those scenes,
right?
They were, I mean,
so
to the nines
domestically. They're on pace to make like $38 million this weekend, which will be second place.
Yeah,
so that's good.
That's not bad.
Second place.
Yeah, second place, especially after Beauty and the Beast that opened as
the
biggest
March,
PG movie.
And March movie
ever.
Too. March.
Like,
they took over Batman versus Superman last year.
Wow.
Which,
yeah.
But my in the corner earlier, you all heard me go oof, and you want to know what it was. They've planned 5 more movies for this, which, fantastic. Like, I'm all in. I'm all in for Lord Zedd coming in. I'm all in for
the Green Ranger.
Hopefully, maybe the second movie is just about the Green Ranger.
Yeah.
And then the third one can be Zedd. And
which would make sense.
Forward. Their budget was $120 million to make the whole movie.
Oh, man. That's higher
That's
than I thought it would be.
A big loss domestically so far, which... doesn't bode well for more Power Rangers, so please go see Power Rangers.
But at the same time, like, this is what, I mean, Eddie and I have both worked in...
They'll make their money in
toys.
Oh, yeah.
So, and
but Eddie and I have both worked in a theater also, and, like, we kind of know some of the, like, I'm not going to say, like, inner workings, but, like, when
sometimes.
You see the number, like... we had to plan schedules and stuff
based on
last year's records.
Yeah.
And, like, when you try to staff based on the super hit movie, like, what was it? We had Frozen the year before,
I was
February, and then we had, like,
movies come out in that month.
You shush.
Oh,
you
shush. Okay, like maybe one.
Deadpool.
Well,
it's Captain Deadpool.
But when you have the revenue from a kid's movie,
right,
that you bring the kids to and you buy them all of the things and all of the food and all of the, and you bring the 12th, that you bring the birthday party to, and you bring the, like, and you can't bring the kids to Deadpool. Or you all, you should not bring the kids to Deadpool.
They did.
But you should not bring the kids to Deadpool.
And that's your PSA of the night.
That was a lot of the reason, other than that movie is fantastic, that was a lot of the reason I went to go watch it, just so I could watch the little kids be like,
oh, no.
What's
that?
Why is there an hour-long sex montage of Deadpool?
Is he hurting her? No, but like when you're trying to base things off of last year's like records and everything, it can get a little fuzzy in that, like, well, you're just looking at the month, but you're not really looking at what was put out at the same time. But like right now, Beauty and the Beast is
killing
Beauty
it.
And the
oh,
Beast,
yeah.
and they are killing it. I feel like now once like everybody sees Beauty and the Beast, they might have...
Fast and Furious is out
but
by
Fast
that time.
And, yeah. So, I think, I don't know if this is...
Side note, I'm still super iffy on Beauty and the Beast. Like, I've heard...
I need to go see it.
I love it!
I
want to see it so bad.
Super Beauty and the Beast fans love it. Like, if you love Beauty and the Beast, the animated one, you will absolutely love this. But if you're like... It's Disney, I'll go watch it. I'm not a big fan of it. There's some things in there that will be like super distracting to you, and that's me in a nutshell. Like, I like Beauty and the Beast, but I'm not. I don't even know the songs for that one.
Oh, I love. Oh, mm-mm.
Like,
no,
I can't even name. But in the trailer, like we were watching something, Get Out maybe. I don't remember. But the Beauty and the Beast trailer came on.
And Get Out?
Well,
that's kind of a stretch.
No, probably wasn't that. I think we were watching something on television.
We were in the theater.
It doesn't matter, but...
Yeah, but when Beast came on, I was instantly out of it. Like, just how he looks.
Visual.
I expected Jungle Book visuals for Beauty and the
Beast. Which means you see that still, too.
No, we didn't see that either, but...
They used two different design CG teams for that. They used basically like a LucasArts quality for Jungle in the Book. They did
Jungle
not.
In the Book?
Jungle in the Book?
They did not use it for Beauty and the Beast. And Beast definitely has that weird, I'm not a person. Like, it's just
You
weird.
Mean he looks beastly?
Yeah. But,
Okay, when I was little, I wanted to be, Little Mermaid was my thing because I have red hair. And
did you see the trailer for that thing they have coming out?
No, but that's a whole other story. But Ariel was my girl, because I looked like her when I was little. But as I've gotten older, my heart is Beauty and the Beast. I am the book nerd. I love roses.
Said,
I
I'm
love
a beast.
The... and I'm married to
maybe
the man beast
maybe
over
in
here.
The bedroom.
Fur coat over here, but that's a whole different kind of podcast, guys.
Nerd laid it
down. But like, I love Beauty and the Beast. Like, Belle is my.
See,
like,
I can't.
I want to go. I want a house with a library like that. Like, that is my. I saw that picture or the photos and stuff of the movie that they posted on Facebook in like a BuzzFeed article, and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to live in this place. Like, look at that. Like,
so this is how the podcast is going to go.
Nerd
probably.
Out.
We'll just sidebar everything.
Power Rangers.
We're back to Power Rangers.
Back to Power Rangers.
No, I'm not.
I'm like super ADD, so it'll probably go like 12
we'll
different
we'll
ways.
We'll finish out this Mulan thing really quick. Yeah.
Mulan?
We'll finish out this Disney thing.
Man, we just jump everywhere. Yeah.
12 new Disney movies. And 12 new live-action Disney movies are supposed to be.
Mulan was rumored to not even have songs, which is 95% of why Mulan. You can't have Mulan without having I'll Make a Man Out of You.
Yeah.
That movie would not even be anything.
You can just not have Mulan at all, and that'll be okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a dumb idea.
No, well, that's the next. Mulan. That's Mulan's supposed to be the next one. And what?
I can't believe I'm sitting in this room with non-Mulan fans.
What you love Mulan?
I've never seen it.
I don't love. So.
But okay, Mulan, you highly like Mulan.
I love. I like it more than Pocahontas.
What?
I've never seen Pocahontas either. So.
Love Pocahontas.
I don't know how some of them are going like to Hercules. Beat. Like I don't know. I'm interested and intrigued to see how Disney is going to do some of these in live action because
Aladdin, I can't wait for.
Oh my goodness!
I will go to see that like 6 times.
But yeah, that's I'm interested because I really want to just I'm curious on how they're gonna pull off some of this. I mean, I know Disney is like the miracle maker when it comes to like fantasy kids. Oh no, now I do some research.
10 regular men.
Oh my gosh.
Aladdin.
I know.
What other movies? The Lion King.
He never had a friend like me.
Lion King, Aladdin, Mulan.
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. Which there's another live action coming out. It's not like the rumored with.
I never did get to see Cinderella either, and I wanted to see that, but I heard it was kind of mixed.
I haven't seen Cinderella, I haven't seen Snow White, I haven't seen Frozen, I haven't seen...
You talking about like the cartoon
like,
styles?
I'm talking about recently, like I haven't seen
the new remakes.
The new Snow White, I haven't seen the new Cinderella, whatever that shit with Chris Hemsworth was last year.
Oh, the Huntsman?
Yeah, the others.
Cinderella, the other Snow White,
Snow White. Whatever. Yeah, that'd be fun if it was Cinderella. I'm here to kill all the sisters. And I never got around to watching Frozen.
I haven't watched Frozen.
I haven't seen it either. I've not seen a very many Disney movies other than like the Pixar Disney movies.
Well, we're 30-somethings. We're almost 30-somethings. And we don't have children yet, but we are big kids.
Yeah,
so.
I can't go that far because I've seen Up is incredible as well.
Yeah, like I've seen all the
Toy Story ones.
Those ones.
I've not seen. Oh, if I saw the Incredibles.
No, I watched it when you were working.
I was
night,
not.
So,
I don't
so that's another podcast. It sounds like. So let's go back to Power Rangers.
Yes.
So all in all, you'll find out that we're big nerds. We love Disney. We love all things that we can. You
I
know,
just stared a hole through you. I'm berating Lindsay for not seeing The Incredibles.
It's a great movie.
Where's my super suit, woman?
So anyway, so back to Power Rangers for everything. So
dislikes. I hate that. I mean, I got really excited whenever he said it's morphin' time. Like
yeah.
I call, she can attest to it. Like I was sitting there, I was like, he's gonna say it.
Yeah.
Here it comes. He's gonna say it. But then.
And then he got super sad when he didn't say it at the proper moment. And
yeah,
then he's kind of like, all right, guys, it's morphin' time.
Yeah.
What the hell is that
he
shit?
He wasn't, like, excited about it at all.
Put some hoof behind it. It's fucking morphin' time.
But, so that's the only time they morphed. They didn't do a roll call, which,
yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Which
yeah, that's bullshit.
The way
well, they knew they had dinosaurs, though, by then, which are parked in a freaking garage.
Well, they knew they had dinosaurs because they were showing them, remember? Because
exactly.
Zach took it out for a ride.
So they should be like.
And then they got in trouble. Like, then he got in trouble for taking it out
the roll
ride,
call
so.
Part. Okay.
Yeah, like,
I get it now.
They seen the dinosaurs, and then, like, whenever they're doing it, they should have been like. Oh,
I should have seen each one of their faces appear on my movie screen, shouting their dinosaur.
Screaming fear into me, like.
That's right.
I hate that they are parked in their basically garage.
Yeah.
They had to go back to get them. Like they were outside fighting a bunch of putties and they're like, oh yeah, we got these things down in the garage. Let's go get them, guys. Not like Dragon's or
Dragon's or you're getting ahead of yourself.
Wow, man, you're just like full on let's have it all.
Maybe the next movie. You don't know yet.
I did not like Goldar in this movie. I wish he looked,
I was okay
I mean,
with him, but I didn't like him as much as the original.
Yeah, yeah I
he,
love
he
the
didn't
original.
Have that feel of Goldar.
Right.
No.
Well,
Gold!
We totally did that in the theater. We looked at each other and went, go!
That would have been hilarious. Someone needs to parody that and put Goldmember in the movie or read that.
Yes!
I didn't like Goldar because I felt like if she literally just, like, made this gold thing, how are you going to kill it if it just, like, melts and then right. She makes it again and then melts and she makes it again? There's no way to kill it. Like, that the thing on there had, like,
a life.
A face and a heart and it was just dressed in gold. This thing was just a bunch of melted gold. Like, how do you... Like, in my brain, because I, like you said, I'm not a...
Yeah.
I'm a... This has to make sense kind of person, like, in movies.
I like how she just randomly was killing homeless people for their teeth.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she's like, oh, look, there's this gold mine here. I'm gonna come here, guys.
Well, and that's another thing, too, that I was like... It was kind of creepy. Like, she was really kind of scary in that, like, in those couple pieces. Like, in the flashback scene, or in the, like,
the
I don't know, the
quick
snip to the future, whatever, like, that they put, like...
Oh, yeah, whenever
this
she's...
Isn't,
yeah.
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 Oh, what did you show us and stuff? Well, this is what's going to happen if you don't get your crap together. And
yeah, that was like watching a horror movie.
But that was
movement.
Scary. And like I said, there were all these kids around us, and I was like... I turned to him and I was like, they're going to be scarred for life. Like, that face, like, shoots up there and it's all, like, wrinkled and scary and she's just like... That scared me. It made
felt
me
like
jump.
I was watching
that
Harry Potter for half a second.
Was a really old computer?
No, it just popped up on... We're watching season one Power Rangers while we talk. I did not like how they...
Flash in the colors?
They morph and then... Instead of being transported to Angel Grove, which is most likely under attack by now, they have to walk out of the ship, jump up through the water that they found the place in, jump up over the mountain after a little fight, which was badass in the water, land on the mountain, fight, and then jump back down to get their Zords, and then go to Angel Grove.
Yeah.
I want them to fly through the fucking air. But that's just nostalgia creeping in, being like, this
but
needs
see,
to
I thought
be
that made
mine.
A little bit more sense when, like, it's, half the town was already destroyed, and she was, like, in the middle of, like, oh, the little kitties brought their toys. You
yeah.
Know, like, I thought that that kind of
Krispy
made a little
cream.
Bit more sense.
Dino cars.
That whole Krispy Kreme thing was hilarious.
That's,
and I love Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, yes.
I loved her.
Loved
it. I'm about to get yelled at. She is my least favorite person in the movie.
Like, you're entitled to your wrong opinion.
That's fine. Like the Krispy Kreme part? Krispy Kreme part? I love. I laughed. And it's funny.
Especially when she's sitting in there and they're destroying everything and she's just
eating a donut. Yes.
But like I was telling you guys earlier, there's a couple parts where it pulled me out of the movie. Like, I was super into it the first two acts. And then the final fight at Angel Grove happens. And when she says, "Make my monster grow," I want some bass in her voice. I don't want this weird, like, whine from Elizabeth Banks. Like, she, it's probably how she was directed. It's nothing against her, but they were probably like, turn the campness up a lot.
Yeah, the campiness went, like,
I was like,
way up in the last, 25
from
minutes
when
or
they
so.
Started, after they morphed and when they started fighting,
after she,
it definitely got...
After she killed Billy...
Which was totally so sad.
Spoiler alert!
Well,
I know, we're at that
speaking
point,
of them
but...
killing Billy, why didn't they even try to save him after they pulled him out of the water?
I
they
said,
didn't, like, do
did
mouth
no
mouth,
one know
no CPR?
Oh,
no.
Yeah!
They're just like, oh, he's dead. And then these four people with their superhuman strength...
All carry him.
Takes all of them to carry him.
Freaking, like, a sacrifice
but
to
like, you know, like, I mean, I understand the part of, like, they're finally getting together and they're finally understanding, like, they have to work as a team, but yeah, again, like, they literally broke off a piece of ceramic kitchen, like, sink.
Yeah.
Like, he stood up, he, like, threw up and grabbed onto the sink and ripped off the sink. Like, you can't pick up this, like, 120-pound kid, like...
Nope.
throw him over your shoulder and jump.
They're just so sad that they can't even...
Yeah.
But, yeah,
we
looked at each other, and they were just like,
he's
come
dead.
Over here, he's dead! And we're like,
CPR-ing it. It's like, you can't tell me you were, like, you went all through
high
school
and had no
idea. He was only
in the water for,
like,
30 seconds or something like that. Like a minute, maybe.
No one's ever told you, like, if you're drowning, like...
Maybe they just didn't take that class. They had to cut the budget at Angel Grove. Because that town is shit.
They have to keep rebuilding it up.
Destroying. Yeah, they only had so much room. They can't pay to teach kids CPR when they have to rebuild their entire city over and over and over again.
Every day when Rita's monsters destroy it at precisely 7 a.m.
I will say I love how Billy, like, everybody knew how to do their Zord, but Billy was running backwards in his.
Yeah, like, that was fantastic.
Like, yeah.
That's kind of cool just because, like, oh, we just got these fancy toys. How do they work? But then it falls apart again because Power Rangers.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the Zords, that's my least favorite part of the movie. Oh. I didn't like the Zords at all.
You didn't like the pterodactyl, the saber-toothed tiger...
Mastodon,
Triceratops, and the Velociraptor.
I did not. They just felt weird. Like, I couldn't even tell what they were.
I could not tell what they were.
Especially when they first showed them.
Except for the pterodactyl.
Well, the pterodactyl. And
that's the only one I can picture.
I knew what the Tyrannosaurus was.
Yeah, but
it was way too small.
For someone like Lindsay, though,
who's never seen
the show at all,
she
wouldn't have known what these were unless you were a diehard fan.
Oh, and it really bothered me that when the Red Ranger jumped out of the Zord, that he was totally not red. Like, he looked orange through that whole scene.
Yeah, I totally thought she was going to be purple
for a while. Yeah, with that thing, I was like, is that purple?
I'm still
and then when they put it next to the blue one, they both looked purple. And I was like, you can't have two purple rangers.
There's no purple ranger.
You can't have two.
I don't think.
Maybe Nalor is.
Yeah, I mean this and...
Maybe in season 27.
Yeah, and see, there'll be the Lavender Ranger, and there'll be the Royal Blue, which is really purple, so...
Hopefully Jim Carrey plays that one.
Yeah. The transformation into the Megazord really bugged me, too. Like,
budget. That goes back to
but
budget.
I think... I kind of liked that, because they wouldn't know how to make that. But if they, like...
But not only that...
You say that, and then you jump in, and they're like, guys, pull your arms back. We got swords.
Yeah.
How do you know you got
but
swords?
Not only the transformation did I hate, I just hated what the thing looked like, too. It looked terrible.
Yeah.
You didn't like Optimus Prime?
No.
Right? I totally thought the same thing. I was like, damn, are they, like, working on Transformers with it?
I mean, like, these things were totally made to look like action figures.
Yeah.
They totally made these action figures, and you felt like you were playing
with the
actual
But I feel like they need to make these action figures, too. Like, why not? So they need to make it look like...
That's what I'm saying.
The big kids in the room want to play with it, too, over here.
No, I don't want the official Megazord. If I was going to buy these toys, I would be like, Mom, Dad, get me the Mastodon. Fuck the Megazord, I don't want that.
And if you're saying fuck the Megazord at your age, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
I get grounded, but I'm like...
And you get no Power Ranger toys.
Stand by my statement, that's how much I didn't want.
So, speaking of dislikes, I have a dislike. I absolutely positively did not like the Power Coin. I thought it looked like a piece of sand dollars. Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
With, like, a rock in the middle of it. I want the belt thing. I want them to shove it in their face and show what they got.
They had a little belt thing.
They ain't got no belt nothing. They had a thing in their pocket.
It was not the same.
Yeah.
I was okay with it, but
I mean, it served a purpose.
Yeah.
I understand
it going back to the whole prehistoric in the beginning of the movie type thing. Like, it makes more sense instead of having this big belt buckle
with
all
a perfectly minted coin from 65 million years ago.
Right, who actually, you know, signified your animal and everything.
Dinosaurs.
So, I understood that, but I just didn't enjoy it because it goes back to the nostalgia piece. I wanted what we have when we had it.
The best part of the third act is Rita defying the Megazord and then getting bitch slapped.
Yes, that was fantastic.
I loved both slaps. Both the slap at the beginning
and the
slap at the end. Because I was like...
Did you just slap?
Yes!
Like, that sets her perfectly up to... So, I remember now we were talking. Zed has to be in the next one. Or she has to land on the moon somehow.
What?
Because the only way to have an evil Green Ranger is to have someone make him evil Green Ranger.
Yeah, and she's technically the Green Ranger as of right now, so...
She has to be involved. Hopefully she has to be involved. So either Zed has to pick her up, because she said people will be... More will be coming, that you have these suits now. Which that says Zed to me, which...
Yeah.
I'm afraid of what he'll look like.
He could have Ivan Ooze.
Well, she froze.
Yeah, so she's floating in space.
She froze in space, and she's now just floating in space.
Well, I mean, she was
so
like
she
a
could land
disgusting
or
E.T. monster in the ocean.
Oh, that's another thing I didn't like. I didn't like how they fished her out of the ocean like that. it seemed so convenient that it happened
creepy
at the same time, too.
Like, and by his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
his dad conveniently picks
and
up this.
Not only that, but also
the
fact of Jason broke a Power Ranger rule. He told his dad basically who he was.
Yeah,
oh, bullcrap. He looked at his dad, he's like, take my hand. Okay, dude, if you're going to stare at me long enough and you're going to speak like in your voice, I know who my kid is.
His voice was disguised.
It's,
yeah.
And it's black. It's all black.
I just feel as though that he identified, because his dad at the end was like hanging the thing up in the refrigerator like, oh yeah, this is my proud son.
That's just
next to the proud
exactly
son moment.
Exactly.
I think he was just proud of that guy because he saved his life.
Yeah. that was more of a, like, I like this guy more.
Yeah,
than
that's the way I took it.
Than I like you right now. I'm more proud of this mysterious guy.
Than you, son.
Oh,
it sort of hung over his picture whenever he does
and
it.
And see, I said
I'm
it
like,
was simply the fact that
news.
He knew who it was.
See, I don't think he knew.
But I think he did, because he was freaking out until he was like, trust me,
exactly.
Take my hand.
Exactly.
And he stared at him for like a minute, and then he was like...
Well...
Instead of trying to get out the other side, he just grabbed him and pulled him out.
The
and then he said, no, I'm okay, go.
The other
right,
side was
like,
full of fire, though.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
But he was still trying to claw out of the window, like, that was on fire. Like, the side that was on fire. He didn't get out of the side that was open. Again, dumb people in movies. Seriously. Like, there's window cracked and you're, like, can escape. Unbuckle your seatbelt and escape. Like.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out what happened to Billy. It was covered with toilet paper.
On this show.
Yeah, on the regular show. So, I think we covered.
So, I think all in all for everything, we've agreed the fact of it was a fantastic movie for everything. We've had our dislikes of it, but every movie
seems like we
have
so
that.
Many dislikes to love this movie. It's so weird.
Most of my dislikes were in the last act of the movie.
It was the last.
Yeah, it really
biggest
was.
Biggest dislike for me, which I think you said you were okay with, just the random putting in of the theme song at that point with the Zords, just to make it look like the
I
show.
Liked it for the fact
shot.
That it, yeah,
that was
for the
a shot, fantastic
the,
shot.
The nostalgia factor.
I got excited.
I loved it,
but after I was like,
but it didn't really fit
didn't
like
need,
the tone of the rest of the movie.
Totally
well,
right.
Up to that point,
I put on the soundtrack. They totally have just a normal orchestral version of it without the words.
Yeah,
which probably would have fit way better without them putting over.
Yeah, they really didn't need to have like the lyrics.
Just having the iconic, like,
would
have been fantastic.
I agree.
And FYI, we woke up to that this morning because Eddie texted us at 7 a.m. and Eddie's text tone is Go Go Power Rangers. So it went off like 6 times.
Getting up at 6 a.m. to be in Wheeling at like 8 is killing me Monday through Friday. I struggle getting out of bed. Saturday, no alarm, 6 a.m. Time to wake up, guys.
We have a dog that does that every morning.
All right, so let's go around the room. Final thought for the movie, Steven.
What?
What did you think?
What did you think
overall? I thought it was a great movie. Honestly, I would watch it again, and I hope they make more movies.
Awesome.
I'm actually
where they're going.
Actually, probably going to go watch it again tomorrow. Depending on if Scott wants to go or not. Put him on blast.
All right, so your final thought was you loved it, you're
going
to see it again.
It,
okay. You kind of like trailed off after that second. I absolutely positively loved it for everything. I think it was a great remake from a childhood show. I can't wait to see what they do with it.
Better than transfer.
And I hope that they keep up with how it's been going for everything. So, Lindsay?
Sorry, Lindsay.
No, it's okay.
It was way better than it had any right to be.
Yeah.
Like, this movie should have been trash.
And I will say this much, though. As much as I love Power Rangers, the trailers were not throwing me over the top for it for the longest time. And when you're like, hey, we're going to go see Power Rangers Thursday night, I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah, you did fight me for a while, but I disagree.
Okay.
I think the trailers were...
I thought the one that we saw was kind of like, you didn't quite know right off the bat, and then it like kind of did that like slow reveal, and then it was just like, BAM! Yeah. And Steve went, oh my gosh! Like, it was one of those things that was kind of how I felt about like the whole movie, like all in all, like I kind of went in not expecting, not really like giving it high hopes, like right. I was kind of like,
I went for Steve.
Yes. Like I totally went for Steve. I knew he loves, like, I would have preferred to go to Beauty and the Beast last night instead of Power Rangers. But once we got in there, like, I literally told everybody today at work, I was like, you have to see this. This is so good. I was totally not expecting it to be as good as it was. And, like, I went in with not real super high expectations. And I think the same with you. Like, you didn't really go in with super high expectations because it is Power Rangers.
Well,
and,
I've seen
like,
what they've done with
hokey.
My other childhood favorite movies. So.
Yeah, so like some of the, you know, some of the childhood movies are, especially with how hokey now, especially looking back when, you know, his third grade and my first grade selves didn't put all the pieces together and didn't connect the stories, and there was
really
no back
care.
Character.
I just cared about the toys,
mostly.
Yeah.
Well, I cared about the fighting and
fancy
the
transforming
loud
people.
Noises.
I'm sure my parents
stuff.
Appreciated me really wanting all the toys when they spent hundreds and
oh,
hundreds
yeah.
and hundreds
oh, yeah.
of dollars on them.
That
too.
Was whenever toys were starting to go up in price. Too.
Oh man,
like,
I remember them waiting in line for like hours at Christmas time and still not getting some of the toys and spending like $50 on some of those.
But yeah, I loved it, and I like I said, I didn't go in with super high expectations, and I left with like rave reviews. So
we missed out on one thing, and I've been slipping up with tons of Tommy stuff. The end credits.
Oh, yes.
So don't give it away. Just make sure you
stay
for the end. Stay for the credits for everything. You will not be disappointed, as Eddie was in the movie theater while he punched my arms. Ow! Quite like that.
Like that. That was legit,
so,
like, but more excited. Like.
So yeah, stay for the ending for everything. Go see Power Rangers. Go enjoy as much as we have for everything
sounds
else.
Like you're trying to wrap it up.
I think we've talked our ear off for a little while.
I have one more.
He's always got one more.
I remember Power Rangers, the first movie, came out on my birthday.
Yeah, in 1995?
95, June 30th, 95. Dad and I went to Steubenville, I believe. Dad fell asleep really fast. I remember, because you brought up Ivan Ooze. I wouldn't be opposed to Ivan Ooze showing up either, how ridiculous he was, but he would fit in really well with how that third act went.
Yeah, I mean, really, he's just as alien-looking as
everything else.
Is. Which kind of bugged me at first, but I got used to for the most part.
Oh, and you guys said you did not like the,
Alpha 5! We forgot to talk about Alpha!
Yeah, bring up Alpha 5.
That's how much he sucks.
Yeah, I didn't like
him. He's got some good one-liners, which fit in.
I loved his little
one-liners.
I
think he punches Billy in the nuts at one point.
He does.
He
totally does.
But
I don't like the way in the basement.
The design is off-putting to me, but that's from 20 years of watching other Alpha 5.
Right.
So.
I mean, it is a person in this, and it's not a person in the movie.
Yeah,
so
that's very
definitely
weird.
A CG character.
Weird
it's definitely a little
alien.
Yeah.
It's definitely different, but especially with, I think, with all of the, like, awesome robots that are in some of the movies, the BB-8s, the, you know, like some of these
which
ones
is also
that are
Bill
now,
Hader.
Huh?
Which is also Bill Hader.
Is that Bill Hader?
BB-8,
I didn't think
BB-8,
I realized that.
BB-8 was, he helped to do some of the voice.
Huh.
But like, but when you, I mean, you're used to having some of these, like, especially in, you know, like,
I might be wrong.
Literally this thing is called Cup of Nerd, and we are super nerds, so like when it comes to some of these things, like BB-8 and the R2-D2s and
still
the robots that are the
I think it's coming out.
It's on Voodoo, right? You know, the really good, like, comic relief, right. Or the really good, you know, like, non-human part of a movie.
Yes.
And, you know, like, it kind of is lackluster compared to some of those. Like,
I would have preferred it
doesn't speak, and it's still
is still a lot better,
funnier, and better than this one that does. Yes. But he did have a couple really good one-liners that we loved. And
yeah.
We're closing in on, we're getting ready to pass an hour right now. So two more quick things.
Okay.
Did you guys see the Justice League trailer? I know you didn't. Justice League trailer.
I didn't see the Justice League, but I saw the Wonder Woman trailer. Came out today. Pretty decent.
I'm still so iffy on Wonder Woman. Justice League came out today.
I literally came in as, like, the Carmike trailer was rolling. Like, I went up and fixed the stuff. It came back down.
I had to go on TOV9's site and, like, quell the outrage. Like, there are so many people commenting on the Facebook post they put up about AMC buying.
Yeah.
Like, I just bought a bucket from there 3 days ago. Are they going to honor that? And I was like, yeah. I was like, they're going to honor your bucket. It's fine. And then they're like, what about gift certificates? I'm like, they're going to honor it. Until further notice, everything is fine on Carmike's side. It's... All
right. So Justice League.
So Justice League trailer. They, again, sucked me back in. Batman vs. Superman. Trailer was amazing. They got me in the theater to watch it. Batman vs. Superman blue. Like, the best parts were Batman, but he wasn't enough. It was too much of other crap.
And Eddie's a diehard Batman fan.
Yeah, but I mean, he was we talked about it last year when it came out. Like, I love the Dark Knight trilogy, but Ben Affleck nails Batman so hard that phooey on Christian Bale.
Really?
Really?
Batfleck is where it's at, right? Because he has the perfect look for Batman.
He does. He really does.
He definitely looks like a good Bruce Wayne.
That's the other part.
And that's the thing about it. Yeah, he's a fantastic Bruce Wayne.
But watching the Justice League trailer, I was like, they're not going to suck me back in. And watching it, I was like, they showed enough, but didn't show everything like Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers.
But you know where Eddie will be spending his $10?
Yeah, November. So they did push it up. I thought it was going to be against Star Wars.
Okay, so it's up a little sooner. That's smart, because that would have been really stupid if they were up against Star Wars.
And then the other, I think maybe it was Aquaman, I heard, for 2018 that was up against Star Wars. Rogue Two.
It's Aquaman. who cares about Aquaman?
And then the second part is what are you guys going to go see next in theaters?
Probably Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
And then I still would like to see Logan before it's gone, which is really not like going to be very much longer.
So we might end up going to see that first, and then Beauty and the Beast, because it's going to be there for a while. Like, Beauty and the Beast is going to be there for a while.
Yeah, I already know you're going. So you're going with me on Thursday.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We are going to go see Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's coming.
It's based off an old, not old,
old
96 anime. Yeah.
I actually saw some of the old anime back in the day. That's one of the few that I've actually ever watched.
It's long. Like, some anime's movies are just too long, and I start to lose focus. But Scarlett Johansson... can't even finish the when she came out, it is almost a shot for shot remake, it feels like, with some minor story twists in the new movie.
Yeah,
but whenever she shows up in that water scene and she comes out of camouflage, like, instant, like, teenager Eddie anime boner was like, holy shit, this is exactly like the anime. I'm going to see this. I don't give a crap. I'm going. And I'm all in for Ghost in the Shell. And she'll probably fall asleep.
It's okay. Nap time.
You get to see it. So
yeah.
That's what matters.
Your dad fell asleep for Power Rangers, yeah, and right? You still enjoyed it. She
can't be
fall
any
asleep.
Worse than 300 for you.
That was a long movie.
Not really.
Fell asleep, like, woke up, and they were still fighting.
Well, that's what the whole thing is.
Yeah,
I know.
We don't really have an outro, so we'll just kind of...
All right. So, again, let me try to wrap it up for everybody. So, go see Power Rangers. Log back on. Tell us what you thought about everything after you listen to the podcast. Let us know, you know, what you wanted to hear us talk about next, possibly. We hope that you enjoyed this. We really had a lot of fun.
And make sure you go to like us on Facebook, go to our website, follow us on Twitter.
Shitty at Twitter. Okay. Facebook's
well, we're going to start with Facebook.
My
we'll try to work and we'll work on the other one.
And we're also on Patreon.
We also are on Patreon.
Patreon.com/cupofnerd. We're still working out if we want to.
Give us money.
If you enjoyed it,
we want to become more than below low budget.
Yes.
At least low budget.
Yeah. We'll put in the money for new equipment and stuff. And if we get rolling and this. Everyone really enjoys it. We'll try and maybe we'll hit that nice Colin Moriarty fucking money and make this a full-time gig.
But yeah, definitely go like our page.
It's all /cupofnerd. I have all that. YouTube.com/cupofnerd. Facebook.com/cupofnerd. Patreon.com/cupofnerd. Twitter is in there, but it's dormant.
But if you want to send us... feedback, send us questions, show topics, anything that you want to hear.
Probably try and go, we'll get a rhythm going, we'll try and get maybe one a week, two a month.
Something like that.
We're just starting out, so help us, tell us what you want to hear, how much you want to hear.
Help me help you.
it might sound tinny, we're not sure, but again... equipment, and I mean
below low budget.
We're working it out. We're working the kinks out. Bear with us, because we definitely enjoy doing this, and we're gonna try to keep doing this for as long as we can. So,
all right. Well, with that being said, oh my gosh, he's always got one more thing left to say every time.
Steve, where can they find you at online if they want to follow you personally?
I'm on Twitter at I think it's Vigilant Steve.
At
Vigilant Steve.
Okay. Find me at E. Kokosinski, KOKOSINSKI. You don't even get on Twitter. I might as well skip you.
You can follow me on Instagram. Hello!
Woo, Instagram. Yeah. What's your...
My Instagram is at Sigourney Nicole. So SIGOURNEY and Nicole. All one word. Same thing as my Twitter. NICOLE. Thank you. Good catch. So same thing for my Twitter handle as well.
And I am on Twitter at
LD King.
Twitter's different because that was before I had the other one. It's at Lindsay_King 0509. If you go to Facebook, I have no idea what Facebook is, but that was so long ago, I don't remember.
Just follow us on Cup of Nerd.
Cup of Nerd. Yeah.
And then,
exactly. Yeah, Instagram is at LDKing0509.
So hook us up. Find us on all kinds of social media. Tell us what you want to hear next. We can't wait to do this again. We've had a lot of fun with this, I hope. So until next time, guys.
Peace.
Bye.